You said something that I don't know that I've heard before, which is that when you combine in a BTK inhibitor and venetoclax or ibrutinib and venetoclax, you have significant increase in AEs.
Yeah, if you look at the data, there's most recently data published in New England Journal of Medicine looking at ibrutinib plus venetoclax, certainly more AEs and different AEs than either agent given alone. You could argue whether or not those AEs are additive or synergistic, but there's a higher proportion of, I think this is true in all of oncology and not related to CLL specifically, but the more drugs you put together, the more additive the toxicities are for patients.
Well, in a way, like I would assume these are BTK type toxicities because, I mean, you tell me, what are the toxicities of venetoclax once you get people through TLS?
Hematologic toxicities.
Hematologic. So you see more cytopenias, for example?
Yeah, exactly. So you see neutropenia, thrombocytopenia. And what's interesting to me, and this is still unanswered from the combination questions, is if you really dissect the data for the combinations, like the one I just mentioned, there is a very significant proportion of patients, probably still a minority, but bordering on a majority, that are requiring dose reductions of one or both agents because of the fact that there are hematologic toxicities, for example, or arthralgias, for example, or AFib, for example. So those things really do need to be considered. Are two drugs at lower doses better than one drug at the FDA-approved dose? Still don't know that answer.
But I mean, do you think that the BTK-type toxicities like atrial fibrillation or arthralgias are greater if you add in venetoclax?
I don't know that for sure, although you might argue that AFib could be more exacerbated if you have, for example, exacerbation of anemia with another drug that has myelosuppression, and it's more stress on the heart. We don't know that for sure, but certainly if you look at all grade AEs or grade 3-4 AEs, I do think with the combinations, the novel-novel doubles or the novel-novel plus anti-CD20 triples, that there is a higher rate of toxicity that definitely needs to be presented to patients as part of informed consent.